Hello and welcome to beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Thank you all for joining us for another installment of Palm Beach Cardinals baseball. This is the fourth game of a six-game series here against the visiting Daytona Tortugas. The Tortugas looking much like the turtle they're named after, the green tops, caps, and the gray pants. Cardinals looking much like their big league counterparts, the red and white. Classic look there. They've been playing well early in the second half of the season, winning five of their first six, including a series sweep against the division rival St. Lucie Mets, finishing off the first half of the season. In the division, the Cardinals are off to a fast start in first place with a slim two-game lead over the second-place Hammerheads. I'm Ryan McDowell, joined in tonight by my counterpart, Sean Tomlinson. How you doing tonight, Sean?
I'm doing well. Beautiful Friday. Nice to get ready and started here as we kick off some Friday night baseball.
That it is. Beautiful indeed. First Friday of the month, it is movie night at the ballpark. You can enjoy a post-game movie on the left field every month. So, let's get us started. Get ready for the first pitch of the ball game. Sean, go ahead and get us started for the pitching report.
All right. Your pitching report tonight, starting off for your Daytona Tortugas, is Hunter Parks, the right-handed pitcher, sitting at 6'4", 187 pounds, coming in with an ERA of 3.74, a win-loss record of 2 wins, 1 loss, 13 games played, and 8 games started with 1 save in his 45 innings pitched. Drafted in 2021 by the Cincinnati Reds in the 8th round, Parks played his last game. He received a loss against Jupiter, pitching 4 innings with 7 strikeouts and 2 earned runs.
Okay.
For your Palm Beach Cardinals, Brian Pope getting the start. Right-handed pitcher sitting at 6'2", 195 pounds. With a win-loss record of 0-1, comes in with an ERA of 4.20. Of his 12 games, he started 5 with 1 save, 30 innings pitched, 29 strikeouts. He'll get the start tonight. Pope's last game against the St. Lucie Mets, he got the start, pitching 5 innings with 8 strikeouts and 4 earned runs. It'll be a good matchup tonight.
All right, a little up and down his last start. See if he can do better in this one. So let's go to the starting lineups, starting off with the visiting Daytona Tortugas. Starting off, the leadoff man, third baseman, Austin Callahan. Hitting number 2, the shortstop, Stephen Layton. Hitting third, the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Hitting cleanup, the DH, Michel Triana. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Hitting sixth, and catching behind the plate, Hayden Jones. Hitting number 7th and playing left field, Jamal Ogin. There in center field, Fidel Castro. And rounding out the lineup and playing second base is Ilvin Fernandez. So for the Tortugas, it's Callahan, Layton, Rogers, Triana, Pino, and Jones. And then Ogin, Castro, and Fernandez. Then for your hometown, Palm Beach Cardinals, leading off, second baseman, Darlin Moquette. Hitting second, the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain. Hitting third, the first baseman, Brady Whalen. Cleaning up and catching behind the plate is Aaron McKeithen. The shortstop, hitting fifth, Jeremy Rivas. Hitting sixth and the DH, Leonardo Bernal. Hitting seventh and playing right field is Patrick Romeri. Hitting eighth and playing third, Sander Mora. And rounding out the lineup and playing out there in center field is Adenson Cruz. So for the Cardinals, it's Moquette, Chamberlain, Whalen, McKeithen, Rivas, Bernal, Romeri, Mora, and Cruz. We are ready to go as we see both teams finishing up their warm-ups. Pitchers out there in the bullpen getting their last few warm-up pitches. Beautiful night here in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Very few clouds in the sky here. Nice and sunny. What is this? What is it now? 80 degrees?
Yeah, just about. And you're right. No clouds. A little bit of wind coming in as those flags are blowing in field. Looks like we've got some fans coming into the stands. The mascot is out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. And it's looking like it's going to be a great game. Looks like the umps are coming onto the field.
That's true. As we see the umpires, we have a home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, and the base umpire, Sam Carey, walking out to home plate. Baseball here, Friday night baseball at the Dean. We will take a short commercial break, and we will be back for first pitch.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
let's be honest. The neck, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Cardinals in honoring America. Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Alan Weber.
Performed tonight by Alan Weber.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Alan Weber.
Thank you, Alan Weber, for that nice national anthem. We get ready for first pitch here at Roger Bean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals taking their positions out there in the field. Getting ready for the leadoff man, Austin Callahan. Waiting for him to step out of the dugout here. We have all the fielders finishing the warm-up throws. We see Brian Pope on the mound getting a few warm-up throws of his own.
Yeah, and it looks like we're about to get started here as all of the infielders are taking their positions.
Last few throws out there, a few more warm-up pitches for Pope out there on the mound. It's Austin Callahan takes a few more warm-up swings out there in the on-deck circle. Both base coaches taking their positions. We are just about ready for baseball.
Yeah, and it looks like the fans are starting to fill up here as well as Roger Bean Stadium is getting underway. Kids in the fan, mitts in the fan, parents. Looks like we've got a few family members and a few scouts out here.
That's right. We see the left-handed hitting leadoff man, Austin Callahan, stepping in.
Callahan coming in with an average of 256, 7 RBIs.
Pun.
Looks like we do have some wind still coming in.
Next pitch in there, strike one. You see first baseman Brady Whalen hugging the line over there, expecting him to pull. Next pitch, just catching that outside corner, strike two. now 1-2 here to the Tortugas leadoff man. Pope set, ready for his next pitch. Wind up. Swing and a miss here. Down goes Callahan for the first out of the ball game.
And that's a nice strikeout by Pope.
The shortstop, number one, Stephen Layton.
Nice way to start off the inning here, especially at home.
Yeah, it was. Pope really gave him the heat to finish him off there. So we see the shortstop, Stephen Layton, stepping in. Pope's first pitch is in there. Strike one. Layton coming in with a 244 average. Pope's next pitch swung on by Layton. Deep center field, but easy play out there for Adenson Cruz for the second out.
Yeah, it looked like there was nice contact at bat, but not enough power on it. Cruz able to get that one with ease.
Yeah, it seemed like he got under it a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, most definitely. Fell right into him.
Yeah, just made an easy play out there in center. So we see the number three man in the lineup. Number seven, the right fielder, Jack Rogers, stepping into the left-hand hitting batting box. First pitch from Pope is in there. Strike one.
Rogers coming in with an average of 296, 18 RBIs, 3 home runs.
So we see Pope's next pitch down low, ball one. So he evens the count here.
Tortugas do have two outs here in the first inning.
All fielders playing straight up here. Pope set. Next pitch coming outside.
The wind's starting to pick up here a little.
Here comes Pope, ready for his next pitch. Swung on foul behind the plate. Now 2-2 here to the Tortugas right fielder. See if he can keep it alive here for the Tortugas in this inning. Pope set. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Down left field line, and it falls fair. Rogers rounding first. Rounding second. He's making his way to third. Slides, and he is in there with a two-out triple. What a swing to take that the other way.
Yeah, and that was very nice contact by Rogers. Really able to get nice power on that bat. It's a very good pop. Michelle Triana.
All right, all of a sudden, the Tortuga is threatening here with two outs. As you mentioned, the DH here, Michelle Triana, stepping in. Another lefty for Pope to face.
Triana coming in with an average of 222.
His first pitch just missing that outside corner, ball one.
He also has an RBI of 20, coming in with 24 RBIs and 3 home runs.
That's right. See if he can add to that total here. Pope trying to shut down this threat here. Next pitch, low. Now 2-0. It's time calls at the plate. Pope wants another baseball.
Yeah, and I think Pope just needs to calm down. That triple might have got him a little flustered.
Yeah, Triana waiting for the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes again outside. Now 3-0 here to the Tortugas DH.
And Pope's got to be careful. Does not want to walk a runner here.
He's got a few bases open, so it wouldn't be the worst thing. But next pitch is in there. Strike one. Now 3-1 here.
Tortugas still have two outs.
Pope set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Inside. He lost him.
And Triana will walk. That'll bring up Yacel Pino in the order.
Yeah, very good patience there by Triana.
The first baseman, number 25, Yacel Pino.
As you mentioned, the first baseman here for the Daytona Tortugas, Yacel Pino, stepping in. Now runners on the corners here for the Tortugas, still two outs.
Pino coming in with an average of 314.
Very nice. First pitch swung on, grounded to third. Strong throw over there to first. He got him for the third out of the inning.
Warren Wayland for a very good connection able for the out. That'll bring us to the bottom of the first. We'll be back with some Palm Beach Cardinals radio.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
Perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, bottom of the first inning here. Cardinals stepping in, ready for their first attack on the Tortugas right-hander, Hunter Parks. Leadoff man, second baseman, Darlin Moquette stepping in.
And Moquette coming in with an average of 236, 16 RBIs.
Parks' first pitch swung on. Picked up by the third baseman. Strong throw over there to get Moquette. Callahan bobbled it for a second, but knew he had just enough time to get him at first.
Yeah, Callahan to Pino, it was a very strong connection. And that'll be out on Moquette, bringing up Matt Chamberlain.
That's right, the left-handed hitting left fielder stepping in. First pitch from Parks, catching the outside corner. Strike one.
Chamberlain coming in with an average of 239, 17 RBIs.
Second pitch, just a bit high. Well, evening the count now, 1-1.
Chamberlain's also got two home runs on.
Parks working quickly now. Chamberlain swinging at that pitch, swinging a miss. Now 1-2. So you see a third baseman, Callahan, way off the line. Definitely expecting Chamberlain to pull the ball here. Next pitch coming from Parks. Way inside. Chamberlain has to dodge out of the way of that one. Evening the count now, 2-2.
Yeah, getting hit by a pitch doesn't feel good. Any speed.
Here it comes. Next pitch way outside to the Cardinals left fielder. Chamberlain waits. Parks payoff pitch. Got him looking. Down goes Chamberlain on strikes.
Very nice pitch by Parks. Looks like a fastball right down the middle. Able to take Chamberlain out.
Yeah, Chamberlain must have been looking for a different pitch. Like you said, that was can't really get a much better pitch than that. Heater right down the middle. But that will bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman, Brady Whalen. Parks' first pitch to him just missing that corner. Ball one.
Whalen coming with an average of 295, 6 home runs, 23 RBIs.
Parks working quickly. Next pitch, changeup, catching the corner inside. Strike one.
Yeah, very nice pitch by Parks. Switching it up definitely.
Next pitch swung on by Whalen, grounded out to second base. Fernandez throw over to first for the third out of the inning. So the Cardinals go down 1-2-3. We got nothing here in the first inning. No runs, one hit for the Tortugas in the first inning, in the first half. We're still tied, nothing. We'll be back.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the second inning here. You see the Daytona Tortugas catcher stepping in, left-handed hitting Hayden Jones.
Jones coming in with an average of 246, 17 RBIs, 4 home runs.
Very nice. See the corner infielders watching the lines here. Not sure where Jones will go with it.
As the wind's starting to pick up here.
Here we go. Pope with his first pitch. Outside, ball one. Jones is set. Here comes Pope with his next pitch. Grounded out to second. Moquette up with it. Throw over to first. And he is down for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, Moquette to Waylon, and Waylon just a great connection there. Out on Jones.
Yeah, nice and easy grounder to first to second for the first out. So we see the left fielder, Jamal Ogun, step in.
Ogun coming in with the 239.
First pitch swung on by Ogun, picked up by the third baseman. Throw over to first, caught by Waylon for the second out.
Yeah, and more to Waylon is usually, I don't want to say guaranteed, but definitely.
Right, more often than not, I would say, definitely.
Yeah, you know, definitely something that'll happen for you. Waylon just proving his worth here for the Cardinals. Great first baseman, great play.
Yeah, Tortuga's going down in a hurry here. So we see Castro swinging at the first pitch, swinging a miss, strike one.
Coming in with an average of 176, 7 RBIs, 3 home runs.
A little slow start here. See Pope's next pitch. Swung on again by Castro and grounded out to the Cardinals dugout. Now quickly 0-2.
Two outs here for the Tortugas.
Pope set. 0-2 pitch coming. Hit and pass the shortstop Jeremy Rivas for the second hit of the ballgame for the Daytona Tortugas.
Nice little single there for Castro as he makes it to first. Ball not able to come in from the infield. Chamberlain just not able to get that in time.
Yeah, he just got it past the outstretched arms of Jeremy Rivas at short. So we see the second baseman, Ilvin Fernandez, stepping in. Castro with a short lead over there at first. Pope's first pitch. In there. Strike one. Good heater.
Yeah, very nice pitch there.
Pope set, working quickly here. Next pitch coming. Swung on, swinging a miss there from Fernandez. Now 0-2 here to the Tortuga second baseman.
Fernandez coming in with an average of 149, 2 RBIs.
Here we go, Pope set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ooh, heater just missing the zone here. Now 1-2.
Yeah, it looked like it was very nicely thrown, just a little inside.
Yeah, nice frame there from McKeithen behind the plate. Just didn't get the call. Pope's next pitch, slider just misses that outside corner. Fernandez with a good eye here, evening the count, now 2-2.
Still one runner on bags for the Tortugas.
Pope's 28th pitch of the ball game coming. Slider popped up from Fernandez, down foul ground in first base. Caught in foul ground by first baseman Brady Whalen for the third out.
And yeah, Whalen proving his worth again, as that was a nice catch there. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals radio network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the second inning here. We see the middle of the order coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Catcher Aaron McKeithen stepping in to face Hunter Parks.
McKeithen coming in with a 264, 13 RBIs, 2 home runs.
Parks' first pitch to him, heater. Good catch behind the plate by Hayden Jones as that one hit the dirt. Parks' next pitch. Swing deep down left field line. Ranging back is the left fielder leaping at the wall. It's off the wall. McKeithen rounding first, rounding second. And he makes it to third with a leadoff triple.
Yeah, very nice hit by McKeithen.
Wow. You see a crack of the bat. I thought that was gone for a second.
Yeah, it looked like it was out of here. Wow. The power behind that one was there. Nice triple, though.
Right, just fell short as Ogin could not bring it in out there at the wall. As quickly, the Cardinals are threatening. The Tortugas bring the infield in. Now a shortstop stepping in, Jeremy Rivas. Parks' first pitch to him is in there. Nice heater, strike one.
Rivas coming in with an average of 256, 22 RBIs.
Parks 0-1 pitch, heater outside, ball one.
And we've definitely got some wind in the stadium here as the flags are flapping.
Parks next pitch coming, breaking ball outside, ball two.
That was Parks' 15th pitch of the day.
Next pitch coming outside again as that slider kept on moving to the left-handed hitting batting box.
Yeah, not a very good pitch there.
3-1 here. Next pitch coming. Swung on by Rivas. Foul behind the plate into the screen.
And it looks like he really wanted to step into that one.
Yeah, you could see he was really jumping out at that heater. Now full count. Parks payoff pitch coming. Outside. Good block there behind the play by Hayden Jones.
And as Parks walks Rivas, that'll bring up Leonardo Bernal.
Bernal, the DH tonight, now steps into the left-handed hitting batter's box with runners on the corners here. Still nobody out.
Bernal coming in with a 205.
So we see Rivas taking his short lead over there at first. McKeithen still at third. First pitch, high and outside. Ball one.
Six RBIs, one home run for Bernal.
I wouldn't think McKeithen has much speed over there at third, being a catcher, but you never know.
He rounded those bases pretty fast.
He did. So that next pitch came in from Parks. Low. Now 2-0 here.
Runners on the corners for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Parks is set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Slider way outside. Cannot find the zone right now. Now it is 3-0.
Could be those runners. Got him a little spooked.
Next pitch coming. Swung on by Bernal. Grounded foul down first base side. Just foul as Pino wanted to start the double play.
Yeah, it looks like he was ready to send that ball launching.
He saw as Pino was ready to let it go with his left hand to second to start it. But Bernal will have to reset at the plate now with a 3-1 count. Runners have to head back to their respective bases. Parks' next pitch. In there. Strike two.
Yeah, and that one looked a little too inside. Surprised there was no challenge.
Right, no argument there from Bernal at the plate. Payoff pitch coming. Swung on by Bernal. Deep. Castro tagging up is McKeithen, and he will score the first run of the ball game for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
And it looks like with Bernal's sacrifice comes great reward for the Cardinals, as that is a nice run brought in there by McKeithen.
That's right. We'll take it. Give you one out. We'll take the lead. Thank you very much. As we see the right fielder, Patrick Romeri, stepping in.
Romeri coming in with a 136, two RBIs on the season.
Romeri has to be careful here. One out. Does not want to end the inning here. First pitch, slider outside, ball one.
The Cardinals do still have a runner on first, though.
Right. Any thoughts of stealing if you're Rivas? What do you think?
Only if I can make it. Looking for a wild pitch here.
Next pitch coming from Parks. Heater just missing. Now 2-0.
Very nice fastball, just a little too low there.
All right, Romeri, good eye here. Next pitch coming from Parks. Another heater catching the zone that time. Now 2-1.
Yeah, and it looks like he went back to that same pitch. Readjusted himself there.
Right. Really helped the release point on that one. Got the zone. Pickoff move over to first. Rivas diving back safely.
Yeah, and I was waiting for when Parks was going to try to keep these guys honest. Rivas. Right.
Got to watch him over there at first. They know Rivas has some speed. Next pitch coming. Way outside. Good catch behind the plate by Jones.
Yeah, that was almost in the dirt and wild. So, great catch there.
Now, 3-1 count here to the Cardinals' right fielder. See Rivas with a short lead at first. Next pitch outside again. He lost him as well.
And another walk here for Parks as we put two runners on bags for the Cardinals. Bringing up
meeting on the mound here. So we see the catcher Hayden Jones walking up to talk to his pitcher. So all the infield comes in as well as the pitching coach Todd Naskadov.
Yeah.
See if they can settle this guy down a little bit here.
Yeah, more than likely just to try to talk him down and settle some of those nerves. Definitely some good pitching. Just got to be careful. Does not want this one to get away from him.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good point there. Pitching a little nervous here. Walking these two men on here.
Yeah, I think his nerves are just getting to him as a coach is probably telling him to calm down. He's got this.
We see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks walking out to the mound to break up the meeting. And we have third baseman Sander Mora stepping in.
Mora coming in with an average of 170, 9 RBIs, 3 home runs.
Mora, see if he can get another RBI here. Two men on, one out. Park's first pitch way outside. Ball one.
Yes. Looks like that was Park's 30th pitch.
Yeah, Park's struggling a little bit to find the zone. 17 of those 30 pitches have gone for balls. Park's coming with his next pitch. Mora a little losing his discipline there. Swinging at a pitch way outside.
Yeah, definitely didn't need to go for that one, but a reach. Definitely a reach.
Park's set. Ready. Here comes the next pitch. Blocked behind the plate. Jones throw over to third, but he is safe. Rivas takes third.
Yeah, Rivas using that speed. Really just looking to take advantage of a wild pitch. Jones not able to get his hands on the ball there. Rivas making him pay for it.
Right. Speed and a quick read over there a second.
Yeah, we see why he's the shortstop here tonight.
So now there are runners on the corners again for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Sander Mora with a 2-1 count here. Looking in for the sign. Romero with a short lead at first. Park's next pitch swung on. Foul behind the plate, taking off the glove of Jones.
Yeah, it looks like Mora just a little too close to Jones there. Is he able to snap everything off of him?
Looked to be just a little bit late on that pitch.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Mora's seeing him right tonight. Only one out here, though, for your Cardinals with two runners on.
Now we have a 2-2 count here. Next pitch coming. Swung on again. Foul behind the plate into the screen.
And it looks like Mora really wants to take one out of here tonight. He must be feeling the wind or something coming in because he's really swinging here.
Yeah, definitely give him some healthy cuts here. Park's coming with the next pitch. Breaking ball just inside.
Yeah,
another full count here.
Looks like that was the curveball he's been working on as that one just curves right over.
Mora waits. Park's is set. Payoff pitch. Swung on, but popped up into the shortstop. Steven Layton making the catch for the second out.
That'll retire Mora and bring up Addison Cruz in the order. Cruz coming in with a 159, 11 RBIs, and 2 home runs.
That's right. Mora just getting under that pitch, popping up to short. Cruz stepping in. Runners still on the corners here. Two outs. Park's first pitch catching the outside corner. Strike one.
Yeah, and it looks like he caught Cruz looking there. Two outs, two runners on bags for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Romero with a short lead at first. Park's next pitch. Heater up and in. Ball one.
Yeah, and that one just a little too close to Cruz.
Bases, do you?
No, you don't.
Park's next pitch. Check swing. Appeal down. And he did go 1-2 now.
Yeah, that one made it over the plate. I think he was going to call that.
Park said, next pitch swung on by Cruz in the gap. Anybody get to it? Nope. It is in the gap. Racing around first, around second, making it all the way to third as both runners come around to score. We have a 2-RBI triple here for the Cardinals center fielder Addison Cruz.
Yeah, and that was a nice one as Rivas comes in and Romero stopping Cruz on third with a nice triple. Bringing us back to the top of the order with Darlene Moquette.
That's right. Second baseman Darlene Moquette stepping in. Park's first pitch to him. Just high. Ball one.
As it looks like the score now is 3-0. Your Palm Beach Cardinals up.
Park's next pitch outside. Now 2-0 here.
Still a runner on third with Cruz threatening.
Parks that curveball, catching that inside corner now. Strike one.
Yeah, and it looks like Parks is really trying to improve on that curveball. Very nice pitch thrown.
Parks' next pitch, check swing. And he went around, now 2-2 against Moquette.
Moquette has to be careful here.
Parks coming, next pitch, way outside. Good block behind the plate by Jones.
Yeah, Moquette trying to warn Cruz, don't take off just yet. Still got this.
Yeah, smart there, hold him up. So now it's run to a full count. Parks' payoff pitch, swung on by Moquette, popped up behind the plate. Foul ball.
Moquette definitely playing some defense here.
See what he can do here. Time called behind the plate. Moquette steps out. Stepping back in. Parks is set. Payoff pitch coming. Gives him a slider, but Moquette just able to tip it. Foul behind the plate.
Yeah, and it looks like no matter what Moquette does here, he's looking for it, just not catching it yet.
Parks coming. Next payoff pitch. Swung on by Moquette. Popped up in between right and center as the center fielder, Fidel Castro, makes the catch for the third out. So, Palm Beach Cardinals are on the board, scoring three in the second inning. 3-0 here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and brex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the third inning here. Brian Pope in for his third inning work. Now pitching with the lead. Back to the top of the order here. Austin Callahan stepping in. First pitch swinging. Strike one.
As Pope is coming up on his 30th pitch here with 18 strikes, 11 balls.
Next pitch swung on, grounded back to the pitcher. And flip over. Oh, but it's past Whalen over there at first. Callahan making his way to second. Big turn. And he makes it over to third base. Big mistake out there on the mound by Pope. That will definitely be called the first error.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if that's Pope's mistake or Whalen's. Is Whalen just not able to get his mitt on it?
I would say definitely Pope, as that throw was just outside Whalen's reach.
Just outside his reach, yeah.
We see the shortstop for the Tortugas, Stephen Layton, stepping in. Quickly with an RBI opportunity here. Pope, see if he can settle himself down. First pitch coming to Layton. Swinging, popped up behind the plate. Foul, strike one. Heads up over there as the raffle man gets it.
And won't give it to the kid, raffle man. That was very mean.
Wow.
Right?
Pope's next pitch inside, but Callahan swings at it. 0-2 now. Pope is set. Ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swing. Third base side.
Nice contact by Layton. Definitely trying to put some power behind that one. Just not able to get it up in time.
Yeah, I could not put it into the air as we finally see security giving it to a young fan in the crowd here.
Yeah, I was going to say, not cool, Raffle Man.
Here we come, Pope. Next pitch, grounded to third. He comes home, and McKeithen puts on the tag. He is out at the plate.
There you go. A nice heads-up play by the Cardinals. The runner able to get to first, but Mora with a nice heads-up play to tag the runner for the out. No score.
Yeah, great call there. Mora very smart at third. Knows he has enough time to get it home.
Yeah.
So now we have a runner on with the fielder's choice for the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers a left-hander. Pope's first pitch to him. Swung on, grounded to second, flipped to the bag, and throw over to first for the double play. Very nice. As the Tortugas go down quickly after that error, it is still Palm Beach up 3-0. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the third inning here. New pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. It is number 45, another right-hander, is Brent Lockwood. Lockwood coming in with a sidewinding motion here.
Yeah, and it looks like Lockwood. Looks like Lockwood hails from Temeluca, California. Went to Kansas State University, acquired as an unsigned free agent in 2020 by the Daytona Tortugas.
Very nice. We see the left fielder, Matt Chamberlain, stepping in. Chamberlain, a left-hander. Lockwood's first pitch to him, catching that outside corner, strike one.
Very nice throw by Lockwood. Really showing his stuff.
Lockwood set. Next pitch. Swung on by Chamberlain. Grounded foul down the first base side. Strike two.
And it looks like Lockwood. Very good relief here for Parks. With a very nice pitch.
Set. 0-2 pitch swung on by Chamberlain, swinging a miss as he is down on strikes for his second strikeout of the ballgame.
Very nice strikeout there.
The first baseman, number 12, Brady Whalen.
As we see the first baseman, left-handed hitting Brady Whalen stepping in. First pitch from Lockwood, swung on by Whalen, popped up to left field as the left fielder O'Gwynn will settle under it for the second out.
Yeah, very nice contact there by Whalen. O'Gwynn able to get onto it, but not before Whalen settles at first.
Next we have the cleanup man, catcher Aaron McKeithen.
McKeithen's last time at bat with a nice triple.
First pitch from Lockwood outside. Nice catch out there by Hayden Jones. Ball
nice,
one.
Nice sidearm there by Lockwood. Really showing the skills here.
Lockwood next pitch. Way inside. Just missing McKeithen.
Does have to be careful though. Doesn't want to hit a runner.
Alright, gotta keep that release point tight. You said next pitch coming. Swung on by McKeithen. Foul behind the plate. Strike one.
Two outs here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Lockwood ready for the 2-1 pitch. Here it comes. Changeup down low. Now 3-1. McKeithen taking a second, adjusting his batting gloves.
Could be a walk here.
Lockwood and grounded foul to the Tortugas dugout. Now running it full.
Yeah, McKeithen really wanted to put some power on that one.
Yeah, you see a healthy cut on that one.
Yeah, just not able to get it where he wanted to.
Lockwood ready. Here comes the payoff pitch. McKeithen swung on, grounded out to short. Layton up with it. Throw over to first for the third out of the inning. So the Cardinals go down 1-2-3. It will stay 3-0. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here, middle of the order coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. 4-5-6 with the DH stepping in, left-handed hitting Michelle Triana. Pope all done with his warm-up pitches, ready for his first pitch of the inning. Here it comes, just outside, ball one. Pope trying to keep this lead his offense has built for him.
Triana, 0-1 on the day.
Next pitch is just inside. Now 2-0 here. That's right. He walked in his first at bat in the first inning. Pope set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Catching the outside corner. 2-1. So we see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks holding up the hands there. Pope's next pitch way outside. Now 3-1. The leadoff man in the inning.
Pope just under 40 pitches. 25 strikes, 14 balls.
Pope set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Swung on by Triano. Grounded out to second. Moquette up with it. And throw over to Whalen for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, and Moquette able to give Whalen a nice easy throw there.
Yeah, it looked like he had plenty of time. Just flip it over there first. So we see the first baseman, Yacel Pino, stepping in. Right-hander. So Pope will come with his 41st pitch of the ballgame. Pino swings at the first pitch and pops it up short right field, and it falls just outside of the reach of Moquette for another hit for the Tortugas.
Before that, Pino was 0-1 on the day. Now 1-2.
Yeah, good job by Pino there, just fisting out. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones now with the man on first, one out. First pitch swinging now. Short center field dropping in front of a Denson Cruz. Back-to-back hits here for the Daytona Tortugas.
Yeah, and it looks like they must have found their rhythm here in the fourth inning because two hits back-to-back.
Yeah, being aggressive now against Pope here. That'll bring out the left fielder, Jamal O'Ginn. Pope set. First pitch coming. Swung on. Swing and a miss here. Strike one. As we see Aaron McKeithen walking out to have a little talk with this pitcher here.
Yeah, it looks like McKeithen and Pope trying to get on the same game plan here as they have a little meeting.
Yeah, I think McKeithen might have got crossed up on that last pitch. Trying to make sure things get straightened out here.
Yeah, nothing that they won't sort out here as McKeithen heads back.
You see the home plate umpire gesturing that it is, in fact, 0-1. Pope set, ready for his next pitch. Swung on, grounded back to the pitcher. Throw to second for one, and throw over to first for the double play to end the inning. So O'Ginn grounds into the inning-ending double play. It is still 3-0 Palm Beach Cardinals. Ryan McDowell here with Sean Tomlinson for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
We are back for the top of the fourth inning here. Lockwood getting his last few warm-up pitches. As we see the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, stepping in. 5-6-7 up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Rivas, Bernal, and then Romeri. Rivas 0-for-1 here in this one. Took a walk in his last at bat in the second inning. Lockwood set, ready for his first pitch. Just outside, ball one.
Score still remains 3-0. Cardinals over the Tortugas.
Lockwood set, next pitch coming. In there, strike one.
Nice fastball there by Lockwood, catching Rivas while looking.
Yeah, Tortuga's doing a good job making contact on the baseball tonight, having double the amount of hits. Next pitch, catching the outside corner there, apparently. Now 1-2. Cardinals, 3 runs only. Tortuga's, no runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Next pitch coming from Lockwood, swung on by Rivas, grounded foul down the third base side. Stays 1-2. Lockwood doing a good job so far finding the strike zone.
As Rivas sets his feet again, fixing his gloves here.
Lockwood set, ready for his next pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, foul behind, missed, dropped third strike, but thrown over to first for the putout.
Yeah, it looked like a wild pitch there. I don't know if Rivas thought he had enough time to get the first or just wanted to test his speed against that catcher.
Yeah, just a swing and a miss there. As, Hayden Jones behind the plate couldn't handle it, but able to get him over there at first. So we see the DH Leonardo Bernal stepping in, swinging at the first pitch, swinging a miss, strike one.
Bernal with an RBI last at bat.
Sack fly. Bringing home the first run of the ball game. Swing and a miss at the second pitch of this at bat. Quickly 0-2.
Definitely wanted to step into that one.
All right, so we see some aggressiveness here from Bernal. Lockwood set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, way outside, trying to get Bernal to fish for it. See if they could play on that aggressiveness.
One out for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Now 1-2 here. Lockwood set. Next pitch. Outside again. See, so he evens the count here. 2-2. Bernal, two easy takes back to back. Lockwood set. Ready for his next pitch. Inside, Bernal had to dodge out of the way of that one.
Yeah, it looks like that one almost caught him.
As now he has run the count full here. Lockwood comes with the payoff pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul behind the plate. Good job by Bernal just to get a piece of it.
Yeah, and it looks like he wants to be aggressive here tonight as he's swinging on all the balls.
Lockwood set, ready for the next payoff pitch. Swung on by Renault. Short center field, and it will drop in front of Fidel Castro for a single.
Nice contact by Renault. Just waiting on the right pitch. Found what he was looking for a nice hit.
That's right. As we see the right fielder, Patrick Romeri, stepping in. Romeri now one on, one out here. Also 0-for-1 in this one. Took a walk in his first at-bat. Swing at the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Lockwood just under 25 pitches here. As one out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Bernal, no lead to speak of over there at first. Next pitch coming from Lockwood. Outside. Good block behind the plate by Hayden Jones.
Yeah, that one almost in the dirt. Nice catch.
Now 1-1 here to the Cardinals right fielder. Lockwood set. Next pitch coming. Swung on, grounded out to third. Picks up on a hop. Strong throw over there to first for the out. But Bernal moves up to second.
Yeah, it looks like Romeri took the out so that Bernal could take the advance as he advances to second. That'll bring up Sandamora,
Yeah, that was a smart play by Callahan. He knew that was a slow chopper. He didn't have enough time to get Bernal at second. Better to take the sure out at first. First pitch coming to Sander Mora. Swinging again at the first pitch. Are these Cardinals grounded behind the plate? Foul ball, strike one.
Yeah, very aggressive here tonight. Definitely wanting to get their hits up as they've all been swinging here.
Yeah, trying to extend this lead a little bit as they have a man in scoring position here with two outs. Lockwood's next pitch coming. Swung on, but jumping, reaching for it is the first baseman, Yosel Pino, making the catch for the third out. Nice play.
Yeah, nice jump and catch there by Pino as we go to the top of the fifth inning. We'll be back with your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Song again! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again! It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the fifth inning here. 8-9-1 coming up for the Daytona Tortugas as the center fielder Fidel Castro steps in. Castro, a left-handed hitting batter.
And it looks like Brian Pope is coming back on the mound for the Cardinals.
Ready for his fifth inning of work here. 45th pitch of the ball game coming. Outside, ball one. Castro 1-for-1 so far with a single in his first at-bat in the second. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Short left field, but caught out there by Matt Chamberlain.
Nice one catch down by Chamberlain. Looks like he was able to get right under that. Get a hand on that ball.
And that'll bring up the second baseman, Ilvin Fernandez. Fernandez, a right-handed hitting batter. It took only two pitches to set down Castro. Pope's first pitch, way inside, ball one.
Fernandez 0-1 on the day. As he was left on bat as his last at bat.
Next pitch, in there, strike one. Not sure what Fernandez was waiting on for that pitch. It looked to be right down the middle.
Yeah, it looked so.
Next pitch, in the dirt. Ball two.
A little two inside there for Pope. As it looks like the sun is setting and the baseball lights are coming on.
Going to be a beautiful evening here in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Next pitch coming. Catching the outside corner. Now 2-2. Brian Pope now. Next will be his fifth.
No runners on bags.
Here it comes. Swung on by Fernandez. Short center field and caught out there by Moquette for a second out.
Yeah, nice catch by Moquette. Caught while running back. Looks like he just extended his arm up and grabbed that one.
Next up will be the leadoff man for the Tortugas. Third baseman, Austin Callahan. Callahan 0 for 2 so far. Struck out in his first at bat, then reached on an error in his last. Pope's first pitch coming in the dirt. Ball one. Cardinals are going to let him go. As we see, no activity in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Next pitch coming inside. Now 2-0.
It looks like they're going to take Pope all the way he can. Two outs, though, for the Tortugas.
Pope is set. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Just catching the outside corner. Now 2-1. There's the change to the scoreboard. It was 3-0 for a second. Next pitch swung on by Callahan. Foul behind the plate. Now 2-2. Sometimes we have a little technical difficulties here at the Dean.
Yes, we do, but we do get through them. As it looks like we've got a lot of fans here in the stands at Roger Dean.
Right, good turnout here. This Pope is set. 2-2 pitch. Swung on by Callahan. Deep down left field line. Foul into the bleachers.
Nice contact by Callahan. Wasn't able to put it where you want it.
Pope taking his time here. Pitch clock winding down. Down to one. There he starts his windup. Swung on by Callahan. Swing and a miss as he is down for his second strikeout of the ballgame. Down 1-2-3. It will remain a 3-0 ballgame. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the fifth inning here. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson, as we have number 9, 1, and 2 coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Denson Cruz stepping in. Lockwood in for his third inning of work here. First pitch to Cruz. Swung on, foul behind the plate into the screen. Strike one.
Cruz one. Yes. He had a nice hit his last at-bat, brought in two RBIs.
Lockwood set. Next pitch swung on by Cruz. Swing and a miss here. Quickly down 0-2.
Lockwood getting his footing, feeling more comfortable.
As he is set, next pitch coming. Swung on, grounded, slow grounder, just going foul down third baseline. Lucky for the Tortugas that she saw Cruz hustling down the line at first.
Yeah, I don't think the third baseman would have got that one in time.
Yeah, no way Callahan was going to get Cruz.
Yeah, and it looks like Cruz really put some energy into that shuffle as he walks back to the batter's box.
Just to take his time, get set again for another 0-2 pitch. Lockwood waiting. Here it comes. Just low in the dirt there. Good catch behind the plate by Jones. Now 1-2. Cruz waiting for the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, grounded, foul down third base side.
Looks like we do have Darlene Moquette warming up in the circle.
Cruz fouling off a few pitches here, staying alive against Lockwood. Lockwood's next 1-2 pitch coming. Swung on, grounded, foul again behind the plate as it stays 1-2. Cruz giving him a bit of a battle here. Fouling off pitch after pitch.
Yeah, just trying to keep that defense strong. It's low outs here.
Next pitch, low, as Cruz has evened the count here, 2-2.
And it feels like he's been holding off on them two strikes for since he's got up, so.
Lockwood set, 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on, foul, over to the Tortugas dugout. Heads up over there.
Yeah, that one looked like it was just shy of hitting someone in the face.
That'll wake you up over there. What do you think?
Keep your eyes on the field, folks.
Cruz is set. Lockwood looking in. Here comes the next 2-2 pitch. Outside. As Cruz has worked the count full here.
And Jones taking advantage of that one as that one's caught right on the mitt.
So we see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks calling out the count. And
not really too sure what's
apparently
going on.
It was a strikeout on Cruz. Not sure.
It didn't look like they challenged that either. Not sure what happened there, but called a strikeout. Cruz will go down.
Didn't really see what happened there, but Cruz is set down, walking back to the dugout. So we have Darlene Moquette stepping in. Check swing at the first pitch, ball one.
One out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
A little confusion there against the leadoff man.
But yeah, very confusing, yeah.
Next pitch outside. Now 2-0 here to Darlene Moquette, who is 0-2 so far in this ballgame.
Left on base once, though.
Lockwood's next pitch again outside. Now 3-0 here to the Cardinals second baseman.
Lockwood just under 40 pitches, 25 strikes, 14 balls.
Really starting to miss. Lockwood's 3-0 pitch. Way inside. Moquette dodged it. He lost him. Moquette worked a walk.
And Moquette, as we know, definitely has speed on bags. Interesting to see what the Cardinals do with this one.
Yeah, we'll see if the Cardinals are ready to run here as the left fielder Matt Chamberlain steps in. Chamberlain, a left-handed hitting batter. Big hole over there in between first and second. First pitch is low, ball one.
Chamberlain 0-2 on the day, struck out twice.
See a little dancing over there by Moquette over at first. Thinking about running.
Getting those knees ready.
Lockwood's next pitch. There goes Moquette. Throw out to second. Bounce throw, but he beat it. Safe.
Yeah, and just what we were talking about, Moquette ready to use his speed for the Cardinals at any moment. Pitch took off. Moquette took off, and there goes the steal.
Right. Great timing as Moquette has done a great job here keeping the Cardinals out of a double play. As we see the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, heading out to the mound. And an infield also. A little meeting on the mound here for the Daytona Tortugas. So we just saw a stolen base from Darlene Moquette.
Yeah, coach isn't going to be happy about that one. One out. Now a runner in threatening position here as we still have the whole order to go through.
That's right. As we see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks heading out to the mound to break up the meeting. Infielders back to their positions. Pitching coach heading back to the dugout here. No activity yet for the Tortugas at this point. Lockwood ready. Chamberlain set, waiting for the 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, swinging.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there by Chamberlain.
See Moquette doing a little bit more dancing at second now. Wonder if he would try for third.
I tried it for second, so.
Here comes Lockwood. Swung on. Hot shot over to first. Caught. Throw to second, but one is all he'll get here.
Yeah, and it looks like Pino with the head-up play right to Fernandez as Fernandez not able to take out Moquette with that one. Brady Whalen next up in the order.
That's right. Left-handed hitting Brady Whalen stepping in. See if he can add another RBI to his tally here. Moquette still out there at second. First pitch to him, low. We see Hayden Jones jump up quick.
Yeah. Jones, very nice on the day. Not a lot of wild pitches here.
1-0 here as Lockwood waits for another baseball. Now set. Ready. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Way outside. Now 2-0.
Yeah, we're almost at Friday night lights, guys. As the lights look to be warming up here.
Moquette doing a little bit more dancing out there a second. Lockwood in. Swing and a miss by Whalen. Now 2-1 here.
Yeah, that was a big swing and a miss by Whalen. Really wanted to take the head off with that one.
Lockwood set. Check into Moquette. Next pitch. Grounded out to second. Fernandez up with it. Throw over to first for the third out. So, Cardinals go down without a run here. Moquette left stranded at second. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson. This is work.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back for the top of the sixth inning here. Middle of the order coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. 2-3-4. Shortstop Stephen Layton stepping in to face Brian Pope. Pope doing a good job here. 4 hits given up, but very efficient as this will be his 58th pitch of the ballgame.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like...
Curveball in, strike one.
Sorry, it doesn't look like the Cardinals are looking to start anyone in the bullpen. So Pope might take the whole game.
See how long he can go is the next pitch. Check swing by Layton, but foul.
Layton 0-2 on the day. Left on bat.
Next pitch coming from Pope. Curveball down low. Ball one. Pope set. Ready for his next pitch. Swung on by Layton. Deep down left field. And that one is gone. Home run here by shortstop Stephen Layton. As the Daytona Tortugas are on the board here. 3-1 now.
Yeah, and it looks like Layton providing some much needed relief for his team coming up in the sixth inning.
Right fielder number 7, Jack Rogers.
Very nice hit. Very nice contact. Jack Rogers coming to the plate.
Very nice. We see the right fielder, Jack Rogers, stepping in to the left-handed hitting batter's box.
1-2 on the day for Rogers.
Grounded into a double play in his last at-bat. Pope's first pitch to him swung on down the third base side. Foul. Strike one. Rogers ready. Pope's next pitch. Curveball just missing the outside corner. Ball one.
Very nice curveball thrown there by Pope. Sadly, just didn't get over the plate.
Next pitch coming. Another curveball, and this one's low. 2-1 here.
Yeah.
Tortugas now 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. Next pitch coming from Pope. Heater also outside. Now 3-1 here to the Tortugas right fielder.
Yeah, it looks like Pope trying to switch up his pitches here. As he's going more curveballs.
Outside in the dirt as he lost him.
That will walk Rogers.
As now we see some activity up in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. We will have a name and number for you in 1 second.
That'll bring up Mikel Triana in the order.
And the man in the bullpen is number 43, Roy Garcia. See how much longer Brian Pope has on the mound here. As the left-handed hitting DH, Michelle Triana is up. 0-2 so far in this one. As here comes the pitching coach, Giovanni Carrara, heading to the mound here.
It looks like he's going to swap out Pope. Had a great sixth innings of work. And I think Roy Garcia may be coming into the game here.
See what's going on. Right now it's just a mound visit. He has not taken him out. And he will not. As Pope will stay in to face Triana.
Looks like he may finish out the inning strong.
Let's see what he can do here. As the Tortugas DH has a man on here, still nobody out. First pitch coming from Pope. Swing and a miss. Snap throw to first. Just back in time is Rogers.
Yeah, it looks like McKeithen with the heads-up play there. Aiming for the double play. Almost had it.
Yeah, very alert behind the plate. 0-1 here. Pope's next pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul down the first base side.
Good contact by Triana. Just not able to put it where he wanted.
Pope set. Ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Inside. Ball one. McKeithen did his best to frame that pitch. Could not get the call.
one runner on for the Tortugas.
Pope set. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss by Triana as he is down on strikes.
Pope will retire Triana, bringing up Yasiel Pino.
As that is just the third strikeout of the ball game for Brian Pope.
Pino coming in for 1-2 on the day.
One on, one out for the Tortugas first baseman. First pitch swung on, grounded foul down the third base side. Strike one. Yeah, Cardinals seeing how much longer Pope can go as he is now up to 71 pitches. Next one coming, swung on by Pino. Under it is Adenson Cruz. He will make the catch for the second out.
Nice contact by Pino. Cruz just able to get under it in time. Nice catch.
That will bring up the catcher, Hayden Jones.
The catcher, number 24,
left-handed
Jones.
Hitting Jones. As we see Rogers still stuck over there on first. Short lead. Pope's ready for his first pitch to Jones. Here comes, swung on down third base side. Foul into the bleachers. Strike one.
Yeah, nice contact there by Jones. Just not able to put it up. As it looks like we do have a little bit of wind coming in. Sun is setting. Lights are almost at full capacity here.
Pope set. Throw over to first. Diving back is Rogers safely.
Yeah, Waylon ready for that one as that came in hot.
Pope set. Ready for the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jones now down 0-2. Pope, one strike away from getting out of the inning here after a leadoff home run. O2 pitch coming. High heat, but not swinging at it is Jones, now 1-2.
Yeah, might have been a little too high, but definitely took the shot on it.
I could not tempt Jones on that pitch. 1-2 pitch coming, way higher than the last one. Now 2-2. Pope calls for time, wanting a new baseball.
Looks like infield is playing tight.
Deuces are wild here at the Dean. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Next pitch, inside. Good block by McKeithen behind the plate. Now full count. As Pope waits for another baseball. Jones will be helped out here by the fact that Rogers will get a head start over there at first.
Yeah. Rogers with a healthy lead.
Here comes Pope with the payoff pitch. Swing and foul down the first base side.
Hayden Jones staying alive.
Then make his way back to first. Pope set. Here comes the next payoff pitch. Swung on. Deep down right field line and caught by Patrick Romeri out there in right. So the Tortugas get one off of a leadoff home run by Stephen Layton. 3-1 Palm Beach Cardinals. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something.
Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the sixth inning here. As we see Lockwood getting his last few warm-up pitches. Aaron McKeithen set, ready to come in. Catcher 1-for-2 in this one. Triple in his first at-bat. Ground out the short in his last. Cardinals 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Tortugas 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. Lockwood looks in. 50th pitch of the ball game coming. Swung on by McKeithen. Hot shot over to the Tortugas bullpen. Foul, strike one.
And McKeithen fixing his gloves and setting his bat here.
We see the corner infielders playing tight to the line. Next pitch swung on, grounded. Foul down third base side, strike two.
McKeithen staying alive here.
It's like the outfielders are playing deep, respecting the power of McKeithen.
No wind blowing into the stadium, though. Wonder how that'll affect the game.
All right, it's really died out. So Lockwood's set. Ready for the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. McKeithen reaching for that one out of the zone. So he is down for the first out.
Yeah, it looks like McKeithen could have held on to that one.
That will bring up the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. 0-for-2 in this one. Took a walk in his first at-bat and then struck out back in the fourth inning. Lockwood set, first pitch to him. Just outside, ball one. Rivas waiting. 1-0 pitch from Lockwood. Swung on. Diving catch there. Picked up by the first baseman, Pino, but the pitcher not able to get over in time as Rivas beats out for a single.
Yeah, nice contact by Rivas. Really fighting for that first. Able to get it, though. Great play.
Pino did all he could to keep it in the infield, but Lockwood not able to get over there in time. The Cardinals have a man on here for the DH, Leonardo Bernal. Rivas with a short lead over there first. Lockwood's first pitch swung on, foul down the first base side. Strike one. See third baseman Austin Callahan way off the line here. Next pitch from Lockwood is outside. Ball one. Tortuga is definitely expecting Bernal to pull the ball here, hoping for a double play ball. Next pitch coming from Lockwood outside again. Ball two.
One out for your Palm Beach Cardinals. One runner on backs.
See if Rivas will go. Try to take a base like his teammate Moquette did earlier. Not going. Bernal swinging at the next pitch. Grounded out to second. Fernandez picks it up. Throws over to first for the second out. Yeah, Rivas just with a great jump after that grounder. not able to get him at second. So they'll take the sure out. That will bring up the right fielder, Patrick Romeri. Romeri stepping in 0 for 2 in this one. Took a walk in his first at bat and then grounded out to third in the fourth. First pitch swung and a miss here from Romeri. Struck one.
Lockwood approaching his 60th pitch. 37 strikes, 22 balls.
Here comes the 60th pitch of the ball. Romeri not able to handle it is Jones as Rivas makes his way to third base. Now 0-2 here on Romeri.
And
so that will most likely be called a pass ball on catcher Hayden Jones.
And it looks like Rivas is doing what he's known to do, using his speed.
Lockwood set, ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes, swung on, grounded back to the pitcher, and flipped over to first for the third out. So the Cardinals strand Rivas over at third base, unable to bring anybody home. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pics, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the seventh inning here. New pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. It is number 43, Roy Garcia. Brian Pope went six innings, gave up that leadoff homer in the last inning. But manager Gary Kendall knew that was the end of the line for him as Garcia comes in to face the end of the order here. Jamal O'Ginn here to face him. Swinging at the first pitch, strike one. I'm sorry, as we have a pitch hitter out here, as that is Michael Troutwine, backup catcher for the Daytona Tortugas. Swinging at the second pitch, now 0-2. Next pitch, in the dirt, outside. Ball one.
Roy Garcia coming in with a 4.78 ERA on the day.
Next pitch coming. Got him frozen as the pinch hitter will head back to the bench. Down on strikes.
That'll bring up Fidel Castro in the order. Castro 1-2 on the day.
First pitch from Garcia, swung on by Castro, deep center field. Cruz backing up. This one is gone. Home run from Fidel Castro as the Tortugas inch ever closer, now 3-2. Not what you like to see from manager Gary Kendall here. His reliever gives up a homer.
Yeah, not what was expected, but very good hit by Fidel Castro. Castro, a nice pop on that, nice sail because of the wind right over the fence.
That's right. That will bring up the second baseman, Ilvin Fernandez. First pitch, low, ball one.
Fernandez 0-2, left on base.
Next pitch from Garcia, outside. 2-0 here to the Tortuga second baseman. Garcia is set. Next pitch swung on, foul behind the plate. Strike one. Tortuga is now 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Cardinals 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. We still have activity in the Tortuga's bullpen, but none in the Cardinals. Next pitch from Garcia, swung on by Fernandez in the gap. He will take the turn around first, heading for second. Throw into second as he is tagged out. Little greedy out there.
Yes, they are.
Fernandez trying to stretch that single into a double, but strong throw out there from Matt Chamberlain to nab him at second. As that'll bring up the left-handed hitting third baseman, Austin Callahan. Garcia's first pitch to him, swung on, swing and a miss, strike one.
2 outs here for the Daytona Tortugas.
We'll have to wait for the next pitch. We have a stray baseball behind the plate.
And it looks like the Tortugas are warming someone up in the bullpen.
Garcia's next nice block behind the plate from McKeithen. Now 1-1 here.
McKeithen trying to avoid all the wild pitches he can.
We will get you a name and number for the man in the pen for the Tortugas as soon as we can. As the next pitch is swung on, swing and a miss by Callahan. Now 1-2.
Big swing and a miss by Callahan. Looks like he really wanted to step on that one.
One and two pitch coming from Garcia. Swung on by Callahan. Grounded foul down the first base side. Staying 1-2. In the Tortugas bullpen, that is number 23, Juan Abril. Garcia's next pitch swung on by Callahan, swing and a miss. As Callahan now has a hat trick, 3 strikeouts in the ballgame for him.
And
stretch it out here is now the middle of the 7th inning here. Tortugas down. They did get one in that inning with the solo homer. Cardinals still up 3-2. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect his home, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel...
And we're back for the bottom of the seventh inning here. Bottom of the order coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals to face the new pitcher, number 23, Juan Abril, getting his last few warm-up pitches here. So we see number 16, the third baseman, Sander Mora, stepping in. 8-9-1 here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Abril coming in with an ERA of 2.70.
Abril is set, ready for his first pitch to Mora. Time is called behind the plate as Abril steps off. Set again. First pitch. Way outside. Nice catch there by Jones behind the plate as he lost his mask.
Yeah, very nice catch there. Almost got away from him.
Abril is set. Ready for his next pitch. Swung on by Mora. Popped up. Heading over to Corral. It is the new left fielder, Troutwine, as he makes the catch for the first out.
Contact on that hit. Tretwain just able to get right under it. No wind to help it sail, as that'll be the out for Mora. Bringing up Cruz in the order.
That's right. Center fielder, Denson Cruz, stepping in. Cruz 1-for-2 in this one with that 2-RBI triple in the second inning. First pitch to him, curveball, strike one. Nice pitch there.
Yeah, very nice pitch by Abril.
We see the scoreboard operator already thinking it was a ball, but quickly changing it. Next pitch from Abril, another curveball catching the outside corner. Now 0-2 here.
Yeah, bro, trying to make quick work of your Palm Beach Cardinals here.
Good job mixing in his breaking ball here. Next pitch, heater. Swung on by Cruz, popped up. Racing over is the catcher, but running out of room. As that is a foul ball, staying 0-2.
Yeah, very nice contact by Cruz. Just straight pop up. Not able to get their hands on it.
So, Abril gets a new baseball, looking in for a sign. He is set, ready for the 0-2 pitch. Swung on by Cruz, grounded to third, strong throw, and he got him. Nice throw out there by Austin Callahan.
Yeah, Callahan to Pino for a very strong connection. Cruz, giving it all he's got down the sideline, not able to make it.
Yeah, nice job from Cruz hustling down the line, but strong throw from Callahan to get him. As that'll bring up the second baseman, Darlin Moquette.
Moquette, 0-2 on the day.
Waiting for the first pitch here from Abril. Here it comes. Way outside. Ball one.
So, 2 outs here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
So we see Abril waiting for a new baseball. Next pitch coming. Curveball in there. Strike one.
Very nice curveball by Abril. Able to get it right over the plate.
Nice job trying to mix up his pitches here. Challenge, but the call is upheld. 1-1 here to the Cardinals second baseman. Next pitch. Whoa, drills him. Hopefully not hit too bad. That one caught him just below the helmet there.
Yeah, it kind of looked like it tapped him in the shoulder, but...
Moquette will make his way to first base. Possibly a little gingerly there. So that'll bring up the left-handed hitting left fielder, Matt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain struck out twice. 0-3 on the day.
Lined out hard to the first baseman his last at bat. First pitch low, ball one. See, really getting dark here now.
Yeah, it looks like the Friday night lights are almost upon us. It looks like they're almost fully charged.
Next pitch coming, swung on by Chamberlain, grounded out to Fernandez at second. Flip over to first for the third out. So the Cardinals go down with nothing on the board here. It is still a 3-2 ball game. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America Network food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back top of the eighth inning here. Tortuga's up. We middle of the order, 2-3-4. We have Stephen Layton, the shortstop, coming up. Solo home run in his last at bat. First pitch swinging, strike one. Out in front of that changeup.
Yeah, Layton with a nice homer last time he was at bat.
Garcia, next pitch, the curveball. Just staying high. Ball one.
Looks like Layton had to duck a little bit. Get out the way of that one.
Garcia's next pitch coming. Swing and a miss again is Layton. Now 1-2.
Trying to repeat what he did last time with that nice homer there.
Time is called. Layton stepping out. Steps back in. Garcia's next pitch coming. Way outside in the dirt there. Not able to handle it is McKeithen. Now 2-2. Garcia will get a new baseball here. Layton waiting. 2-2 pitch coming. Swinging popped up behind the plate. Nobody able to get to it as it hits the roof over.
Hey, it looks
over
like
the booth here as it falls down to the fans. A little cheer for a young man who caught it there.
Yeah, finally some young fans getting some souvenirs here.
Garcia set, ready for the next 2-2 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Down goes Layton on strikes.
Yeah, Layton really stepping on that one. Not able to get it, though. Nice strikeout.
Yeah, like you said, really trying to duplicate his last at-bat. Not able to make contact there. As the left-handed hitting right fielder, Jack Rogers, steps up to the plate. Garcia ready for his 21st pitch of the ball game, and it's in there. Strike one. Rogers 1-for-3 in this one. Swinging at the next pitch, down the third base side in the bleachers. Strike one. Strike two, I'm sorry. 0-2.
The Daytona Tortugas with one out so far.
Garcia coming with the 0-2 pitch. Curveball out, outside. Ball one.
That pitch was way outside for Garcia.
Trying to get Rogers to fish for that one. No dice. Next pitch coming. Outside again. Now evening the count. 2-2. Rogers with a few easy takes there. Next pitch coming. Swung on. Hits the bag at first. Popping over. As the right fielder Romero over to pick it up. Rogers rounding first and makes his way to second with the one-out double. But not able to get it as that one hopped over the first base bag.
Designated hitter number 18, Michelle Triano.
Next up is the designated hitter, number 18, Michelle Triano.
Yeah, and that pitch just looks like Waylon not able to take advantage, and definitely Rogers did, having him sit on second.
First pitch to Triana, swung on, grounded, foul, hitting the screen behind the plate, strike one. Triana 0-3, struck out in his last at bat in the sixth. One out, man on second here. Garcia trying to keep his team with the lead. Next pitch swinging by Triana, strike two. Cardinals clinging to a slim one-run lead. Garcia's 0-2 pitch coming, swung on by Triana. Rocket down on the third base side, but foul into the bleachers. Triana just out in front of that one. Garcia looking in for his sign. He gets it. Now set. Next pitch, curveball, and froze him as Michelle Triana is down for his second strikeout of the ball game.
Yeah, and it looks like.
But we have a challenge here.
Challenge called.
And it is upheld. Triana is down on strikes.
And yeah, it looks like he caught Triana while looking there. Just not able to keep his eyes on it.
Yeah, it did not look like he was expecting the curveball there. As we have the first baseman, Yasiel Pino, stepping in. Now two outs. Rogers still stuck on second. First pitch in there, strike one. Garcia doing a good job out of the pen so far. Allowed one run, but trying to keep his team with the lead. Next pitch swung on by Pino, swinging a miss, now 0-2. See if Garcia can get out of this one. As home plate umpire Warren Eubanks dusts off home plate.
Two outs for the Daytona Tortugas.
Garcia set, ready for his 32nd pitch of the ball game. Pitch clock winding down. Here it comes. Way outside. Ball one.
One runner on bags for the Tortugas.
Pino not chasing that pitch. Next pitch coming from Garcia. Outside, but check the swing. He did go, but as a wild pitch as Rogers makes his way to third and Pino heads to first. Now runners on the corners here for the Daytona Tortugas. McKeithen not able to catch that one. As that will bring up the catcher, left-handed hitting Hayden Jones. We have a quick meeting on the mound. McKeithen heading out to talk to his pitcher here.
Yeah, Jones.
Catcher number 24, Hayden Jones.
Jones 1-3 on the day. And Garcia and McKeithen just doesn't want this game to get ahead of them. as the Palm Beach Cardinals are still up over the Tortugas.
First pitch here. Bounces in front of McKeithen. Good block there. Keep it in front of him. There's still no activity in the Cardinals' bullpen. This one is getting dangerous here at the Dean. Garcia set. Takes a look over there to Pino at first. Ready for the 1-0 pitch. Swung on to second. Picked up by Moquette. Throw over to first. And he is gone. Garcia escapes. So the Tortuga is threatened but unable to bring anybody home. So we will be back for the bottom of the eighth inning. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the eighth inning here. Middle of the order up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 3-4-5. First baseman Brady Whalen up to lead off the inning. Juan Abril still on the mound here. Waiting for a new baseball. Walking over to the dugout as Abril. Not sure if he wants a new glove or what's going on right now.
Seems to be doing something.
Yeah, it looks like he did. He did grab a new glove from one of his teammates. See Whalen taking his time, setting his equipment there, waiting for Abril to be ready as he now heads back to the mound. Not sure what that timeout was about, but back to baseball.
Yeah, it looks like Abril's coming back to the mound now. Whalen stepping up to the plate as we're about to resume play.
Here we go. Whalen 0-for-3 thus far. Infielders playing him to pull. First pitch swung on by Whalen, popped up behind the plate, and foul as Hayden Jones runs out of room there. 0-1. Sounds like someone was able to get a hold of that ball. Very nice.
Which is good. Always good.
On foul, hitting himself. Now 0-2.
Yeah, I think Whalen wishes he could have that one back as he fixes his glove here and tries to take better control of that bat.
Let's see what he can do. He is now down in the count. 0-2 here. Abril ready for the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. High heat, way outside. Now 1-2.
Yeah, that pitch way outside, way off the mark.
All right, easy take there from Waylon. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Waylon on strikes. That'll bring up the catcher, cleanup man, Aaron McKeithen.
McKeithen, a 1 out of 3 of the day.
That's right, 1 for 3 in this ballgame. Triple in the second inning. Waiting for the first pitch from Abril. Here comes high heat inside. Just missing McKeithen. Ball one.
Yeah, McKeithen having to back out the way of that one, or he was almost chin checked.
Abril is set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on by McKeithen. Deep down the left field line.
And that one is out of here.
And that one's gone. Solo home run from Aaron McKeithen as the Cardinals regain a 2-run lead, now 4-2. Great swing.
Very nice contact by McKeithen. It looks like the wind started to pick up a little bit here in the stadium, and that's all she wrote, folks. McKeithen with a nice home run.
Yeah, Brill left that heater up, and McKeithen knew what to do with it. As the next up is number 8, shortstop, Jeremy Rivas.
Jeremy Rivas, 1 out of 2 on the day.
Stays high. Ball one. Rivas leaning out of the way of that pitch. Abril set. 1-0 pitch. Curveball in there. 1-1. Rivas expecting that one to stay high. Still reacted to it. Next pitch from Abril. Another curveball. Check swing. Called strike at the plate. 1-2 now. Abril set. Ready for the 1-2 pitch. Another curveball. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rivas. Two strikeouts in the inning here for Juan Abril, but one pitch, one homer from Aaron McKeithen as the designated hitter, Leonardo Bernal, steps in. Left-handed hitting, Bernal set, ready. Abril's first pitch, swung on, grounded, foul down third base side, strike one. Infielder's definitely playing him to pull here as third baseman Callahan is way off the line.
Bernal setting his feet here.
Next pitch, curveball catching the outside corner. Strike two. Abril really doing well with that curveball.
Yeah, taking advantage of it here. Two outs for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Bernal waits. The 0-2 pitch swung on. Foul behind the plate into the backstop. Stays 0-2. Bernal just able to get a piece of that one. Reaching out for it. Next one will be the 24th pitch of the ballgame for Juan Abril. Picked up over there at first base, and stepping on first is Yasiel Pino. So the Cardinals get one with the solo homer from Aaron McKeithen, and that's all they get, as we got two strikeouts in the inning. 4-2 Cardinals. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org.
brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back, ready for the top of the ninth inning here. 7-8-9 up for the Daytona Tortugas as the new left fielder Michael Trautwine takes the first pitch outside, ball one. Next pitch from Garcia, check swing, but he went too far, strike one. Here trying to finish this one off here for the Cardinals. Next pitch in there, strike two.
Looks like Fidel Castro is warming up in the circle for the Tortugas.
Trautwine steps out, now steps back in. Garcia set. 1-2 pitch. Curveball outside. Ball two. Garcia takes his time on the mound here. 2-2 pitch coming. Swinging foul behind the plate into the screen. Stays 2-2. Trautwine 0-for-1 so far in this one. Struck out in his first at bat. Garcia throws that ball away. Wants a new baseball. This is Garcia's ball game. As he strikes out Trautwine for the first out of the inning here.
Very nice strikeout.
Trautwine not a good job out of the bench here. 0-for-2 in this one. As we see the center fielder Fidel Castro stepping in. Homer in his last at bat.
That's a very nice homer.
Garcia's first pitch just missed the zone apparently. Ball one. Next pitch coming from Garcia. Just missing low. Appeal down to first. And he did not go. That is now 2-0 here for the Tortugas center fielder. Here comes the next pitch. Inside. Now 3-0. The pitch coming. Swinging and past Waylon down there at first for a hard hit single.
And it looks like Romero was able to get that way out by the warning track. Castro sitting on first with a nice single.
So now one man out, one on for the Daytona Tortugas. As the second baseman, Elvin Fernandez, steps in. Garcia would like nothing better than a ground ball to finish this game off. First pitch coming. Outside. Good catch by McKeithen. Ball one.
Yeah, McKeithen able to save that one from being in the dirt.
Castro not going anywhere at first. Fernandez is the tying run. Next pitch swung on. Swing and a miss by Fernandez. Strike one. Fernandez steps out, now back in to the batter's box. Next pitch, bounced as McKeithen not able to handle it. Castro makes his way to second base. That will be ruled a wild pitch. So he tosses that ball away, waiting for a new baseball. Now 2-1 here to the Tortuga second baseman. Taking his time on the mound, looking in for the sign. He has it set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. In there, strike two. Fernandez frozen at the plate there.
Garcia with a nicely thrown pitch there. Able to catch him while looking.
Looking in for a sign. Call time at the plate. Fernandez stepping out. Now back in.
Looks like he's setting his feet, resetting his gloves here.
Garcia set. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on, foul behind the. Just able to get a piece of it. Staying 2-2. We see the catcher, Aaron McKeithen, heading out to the mound to have a chat with Roy Garcia.
Yeah, it looks like he just wants to calm him down a little bit as his pitches have gone a little off here. Top of the ninth inning.
You see home plate umpire Warren Eubanks gesturing to both dugouts. It is a 2-2 count here. Garcia set. 2-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss by Fernandez. He is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Last chance for the Daytona Tortugas is the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Callahan 0-for-4 in this one. Struck out 3 times and reached on an error once in the third inning.
Castro still threatening on second.
Garcia's first pitch in there. Strike one. Callahan steps back into the batter's box, taking his practice swings. Garcia set. Next pitch. Outside. Ball one.
Looks like Garcia wanted to have that one back as wasn't sure where he wanted to go with that one.
Yeah, just missing the outside corner. See Castro trying to distract him at second, dancing a little bit. Next pitch swung on foul in the ground there. Now 1-2. The Tortuga is down to their last strike here. So we see a home plate umpire dusting off home plate. Ray Garcia, 55th pitch of. Callahan waits. 1-2 pitch on the way. Callahan swings, picked up by Whalen, flip over to the pitcher covering, and he got him for the third out. Very nice play over there at first from Whalen to pick it up and flip it over to the pitcher covering.
Yeah, and it looks like the Cardinals will get the win here, finishing off 4-2. Your Palm Beach Cardinals, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error to the Daytona Tortugas, 2 runs, 9 hits, 0 errors, with a nice pop-out save by Roy Garcia for the end.
We will be right back with your post-game report here. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective.
And we're back for your post-game report here. Brian McDowell, Sean Tomlinson. As the Palm Beach Cardinals take a 4-2 victory, 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 2 runs, 9 hits on the board for the Daytona Tortugas. So now we'll go to our player of the game. Who you got tonight, Sean?
Tonight for me it was the right-handed pitcher, Brian Pope.
Going with the starter, okay.
Pitching 6 innings of work. 5 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts, and 1 home run. Getting the win tonight over Parks, who gets the second loss, bringing him to a 2-2. Garcia pitched a great game as well, but Pope really held in there for the 6th innings, not allowing the Tortugas to really come out and score up until that last inning, really holding them off and keeping his defense tight.
Great job there by Pope, going 6 strong, holding the Tortugas to only 1 run at his departure. For me, my player of the game, I gotta go with the big hitting catcher, Aaron McKeithen. Came through with a triple in his first at bat, and then a solo homer in the 8th inning to finish it off. Very nice, as the Cardinals take a slim 2-run victory. Thank you for joining us, everyone. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Good night.
Good night.